Good morning. It is 8:33 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for another preview of tonight's action at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. We have Ryan Rexwinkle joins us. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well. I've been enjoying the fair so far. I know it's been a hot one, but I'm just amazed it hasn't rained.
Yeah. You say it's hot, but we've been really surprised. It's 7:30 when we usually try to start the performance. The wind's blowing, and it's been really a lot better than we thought.
It really has been. Yep. Especially, you know, you can get in the shade there, and I think it's been quite tolerable.
It's been really nice. It really has.
Yeah. So you're here to talk about the activity that's coming up tonight at the fair, and we've got another tractor pull this year. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with that?
Yeah, we're going to have the Outlaw guys in again, and then we're also going to have a group out of Missouri. They're going to come over and co-sanction it. So we're going to have two different divisions. The Outlaws, it'll be actually a national points race for them. So the pullers that are, they've been here before. Some people remember the multi-engines and the big hot rods and stuff, and that's them. They're a national, and actually they got a pull tonight in Nebraska too, so they're busy. And then the people out of Missouri, they put on a really good show. And they love it here in Caulfield because of the pits. They love it because the kids get to come out, walk around the tractors, walk around the trucks on the north end of the fairgrounds there of the arena. And it's free to the kids. It's free to their parents. So they really like it. And I've had multiple pullers already call and talk about how excited they are because of the hospitality of Caulfield and of the people here. And so they're super excited. They're ready.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. And for someone who maybe has not been to a tractor pull, I mean, it's not like we're just hooking up a regular John Deere in there.
No, no. Yeah, actually, one of the tractors is here. The first time he was here, the setup he runs is actually an airplane engine is what he runs. So they're getting harder and harder to find, but he's still running them. So we're hoping he'll make it tonight. He had some problems, so hopefully he'll get his stuff put together and he'll be here. He puts on a really good show, too, so...
Oh, that's fantastic. It's going to be a great time. So explain the premise for someone who has never actually been to one of these.
Well, you have a sled, and you know, people say, oh, a sled, you just... I said, no, these are really high-tech machines. They actually, as you pull them, there's gearing and weights, and it moves, and it controls everything, and there's computers in it that tells you everything, where it's at, how far. They'll pull 300 foot, which in our arena it works perfect because you back up against the buck and shoots and you go to the north end. We would recommend like earplugs if you got children or something. Make sure you bring earmuffs or earplugs for them because it does get loud. They make a lot of noise and a lot of smoke. You know, that's what people like to see is when they blow black smoke and they do that. So the kids really, really like that. And then they stop at the north end right at the gates that go out of the arena. That's a full pull. And so that's kind of the basics of it.
Sure. And unlike, you know, with the rodeo, of course, a lot of people want to be down there by the chutes, but especially with this event, I mean, you can really sit anywhere and you're going to get it, see it, you know, as it goes by. And I know some folks who want to kind of be there at the end too. So there's a lot of different good seats for this.
Oh, there's great seats. Yeah. You have great seats on both sides. I know a lot of people like sitting over on the west side, because of the shade. The people on the east side, when they get the sun down, they're the best seats because they're aluminum and they're cooler than that, you know. So you got to go both ways. And we have vendors on both sides. You know, we have some really good vendors inside the arena. You can get meals. Outside, we have a really nice food court, and there's a lot of vendors there. The kids can get snow cones. They can get ices. I mean, there's a lots to do. So, yeah.
That's right.
It's a good time.
It's great. So as that sun goes down, the magic really starts happening there. And that's a good thing. I tell folks, you know, obviously, if you want to come out here in the early evening, there's going to be plenty to do. I mean, we've got the Junior Market Livestock Sale at 5 o'clock. If you've never been to something like that, you can stop by and see that.
Yes,
I know we're going to be out there. So.
It's a
really good event. We'll be broadcasting that entire event live. So
yeah, we like people to come out and see what the fair is about. It's about the kids. It's about their animals. So yeah, we do a lot. You know, we do stuff every night in the grandstands, but also there's kids in them barns that work every day. I mean, not just a week; they work year round.
Yeah.
So this is your opportunity to come out and support them. And if you say, oh, I don't, you know, what's a premium sale? Well, basically you just bid on their animal and you do a donation to the child so they can do a project next year. That's basically what it is. And it's really important. It really is.
Yeah, it's a great way to give back, and we have so many generous people in the community who are doing this.
The businesses are so, you know, that's what we do so much, and we ask so much of Caulfield, and Caulfield does really good supporting the kids, supporting the fair. You know, like Muller Construction, they're already out working the arena right now.
So. Yeah. No, they're doing a great job. It's amazing how everyone just really pitches in to make this all happen. And, yeah, people really support those kids because you don't realize how much it takes to raise one of these animals.
Well, yeah, and you know, even like the city employees, they were out fixing stuff last night. They started yesterday at noon. It was hot. They worked until dark fixing stuff out there. We're just so blessed, really are.
Yeah, we've got one of the best fairgrounds around. You know, as I was talking with some of the rodeo guys who travel the country, they're like, people know Caulfield. I mean, they know this place, and that's really special, I think, to be so well known.
Oh yeah, we had a guy last night in their bulldog, and he was from Hawaii. I worked the North End, and he made a comment. He said he never got to work this rodeo. He always wanted to work it. So he said, well, I'm competing. I'll come compete here. He said, because he's heard so much about Caulfield, the facility, and the pride. So.
And it's a big arena, too.
Yeah.
They always say that. You know, they're like, this is big.
Yeah. And that's what people don't realize, what Caulfield has. We do a high school rodeo. You know that. You've seen that. You don't realize how many people across the state of Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas that compete in that. They come here, and they were like, they look around and they're like, oh, this is beautiful. This is, you know, and then they go to the local businesses and they say, these people treat us so good. And that's what Caulfield is about. I mean, it really is. From the city employees to the firemen, the police department, to, you know, you guys here at the radio station. They just don't. We had a clown, first time he's ever been here. And he said, I want to come back. He said, and his wife said, we talked to her last night, making sure everything was good because we had problems with electricity and electric department. They fixed it. I mean, it took them an hour. They got on it, got it done. She said, that don't happen, you know, at other rodeos. And they did it. They made it. I mean, that crew.
Yeah. No, the people are really on top of it. And I know that, you know, we'd like to tell the young son's stories here, but, you know, there's a lot of folks in the background who you never hear from who are making everything work. I mean, they're people working basically 24 hours to keep this going.
Yeah, every day. So, and that's why we want people to come out to the fair, enjoy the fair. You know, you can buy a general admission ticket, $15. We do the fun pass. You know, if you buy it early, it's $6. You can't go and do an event for $6 a night. And that's why we try to keep it that way. We want it where everybody, you know, we did the bean feed. It's free to the public. You know, we try to do as much as can. Tonight we're going to do a little something special for the military. So, you know, it's just, and then tomorrow night, you know, we got the demo derby and everybody will be there. So it's just a great deal, and we just want people to come out and have a good time.
It's going to be a packed house, so hope folks can stop by and check it out. Again, tractor pull tonight. Demo Derby is on the way tomorrow night. All the food vendors are going to be open, and then this is your last chance if you want to see any livestock action. Stop by that Junior Market Livestock Sale at 5 p.m. Is there anything else we might have missed?
No, and yeah, come out. You can sit in the ring. There's seating around that, so you can watch the sale. If you got $5 and you want to do something, one of the livestock people, just give it to them. Say, hey, I want to give this to, you know, they've got somebody, a kid that a little short on a premium or something. They'll just take it and add it to it. We have a large group of people. That's all they do is they donate to that, and it goes to the kids. And then gates will open at 6. We'll do the 7:30 show, national anthem. You know, we're going to do a little something special. So come on out, get you a corn dog, get you a funnel cake, get you some barbecue, and have a good time.
Very good. Remember, the fair only comes once a year for Interstate. So get out there and enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. Mr. Ryan Rexwinkle here on the Mighty 690. We've got Open Line coming up straight ahead here on KGGF.